Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. I'm Papa Rick. Tonight's story is called Teddy Bear and the Big Scare by Pauline C. Peck. It was Mama Bear's birthday, and Buddy and Bonnie were going to pick daisies to give to Mama Bear. She loved the pretty wildflowers, and Bonnie knew just where they grew. "How old is Mama today?" asked Bonnie as they skipped along. "I don't know," answered her brother. "She never said." "I know how old I am," said Bonnie. "I know how old you are. So how come we don't know how old Mama Bear is on her birthday?" "I don't know," answered Buddy, and he laughed. Maybe Mama is so old she doesn't want us to know. Maybe she's a billion, or a trillion, or even a zillion years old." And Buddy laughed again. He laughed so hard he rolled over and over on the ground. Sometimes Bonnie asked the funniest things. "All right, Bonnie," said Buddy when he could get his breath. "If you have to know how old Mama is, let's ask her when we get home. Now let's go pick those daisies." So the two cinnamon brown bears skipped on through the woods. Suddenly, Bunny stopped. He stopped so fast that he and Bonnie had a bear crash. "Look, Bonnie," said Buddy excitedly. "There's our friend, Sammy Spider. And look what he's doing." Bonnie bent down to look for the tiny spider. At first, she didn't see anything but part of a spider web. Then she spotted Sammy Spider. Sammy was busy. But he wasn't busy spinning a web. He was busy taking the web down. The sticky web was disappearing fast. The two cinnamon brown bears were puzzled. They had never seen Sammy take down his spider web before. "Hi, Sammy," said the two bears together. "What are you doing?" Sammy looked up at his bear friends, and he looked afraid. "Don't you know?" he asked. "It's coming. It's coming. And I'm taking down my web so I don't lose it. You'd better go home where you'll all be safe." "What's coming?" asked the two little bears. But they asked too late. Sammy was gone, and so was the last of his web. Buddy and Bonnie looked at each other. The two little bears were mystified. "Do you know what's coming?" asked Bonnie. "Do you know why Sammy told us to go home?" "Nope," answered her brother. "I don't have a bear of an idea. Maybe it's just something that isn't good for spiders. Let's go pick those daisies." So the two little bears skipped on. It was such a beautiful day. Buddy and Bonnie soon forgot about Sammy and his web. They forgot that Sammy had looked afraid. They were going to pick daisies for Mama. The daisies would make her happy, and that made the two bears feel good all over. Suddenly, Bonnie stopped. The two bears had a bear crash again. "What's the matter, Bonnie?" asked her brother. "Why did you stop so suddenly?" "Look, Buddy," she said, and she pointed. "Look down at the ground. Do you see what I see?" Buddy Bear looked down. He saw his scruffy old sneakers. He saw his little bear toe poking out of a hole in one of the sneakers. And he saw ants. Lots and lots of ants. The ants were busy. They were scurrying and hurrying here and there. Some of the ants were building little walls around their anthills, and other ants were scurrying into their holes. They were hurrying to their nests below. Buddy Bear scratched his furry head. "I never saw so many ants in a hurry before," he said. "What's going on?" "Hey, there's our friend Alice." "Alice Ant," said Bonnie excitedly. "Let's ask her. Maybe she can tell us what's going on." "Alice, Alice," called Bonnie. "What are you doing? Why is everyone so busy building walls and going underground? Buddy and I want to know what's happening." little black ant stopped for a minute. She looked afraid. "Don't you know?" she answered in her tiny ant voice. "It's coming. It's coming. We're hurrying and scurrying to get ready. And you two had better go home, or you'll be safe." "What's coming?" asked the two little bears. But they asked too late. Alice Ant had scurried into her anthill. She was gone, and all the other ants were gone too. Buddy Bear scratched his furry head again. He looked a little afraid. "I wish I knew what was coming," he said. "It seems to be bad for spiders and ants. I'm glad we're not Sammy or Alice." "Well, we're not," said Bonnie, "and we've got to pick Mama's daisies, so let's go." Bonnie began to skip on through the woods. But Buddy didn't skip. He walked slowly. He was thinking about what Sammy and Alice had said, and he was a little frightened. He wished he knew what was coming, and he wished he knew that if it wasn't bad for bears. Suddenly, Betty Butterfly flew in front of the two little bears. Her pretty wings dipped and swooped. Then she landed on Buddy Bear's shoulder. Betty was frightened. Her pretty wings were shivering in the sunlight. "Don't you know it's coming?" cried Betty Butterfly to her two bear friends. "And it won't be long. Go home. Go home where you'll be safe." "What's coming?" asked the two little bears. "What's coming, Betty?" But they asked too late. Buddy's shoulder was bare. Betty Butterfly was gone. Betty and Bonnie looked up. They looked down. They looked all around. But they couldn't find their friend Betty anywhere. They couldn't find Betty because she was on a tree trunk. Her wings were folded and she was holding on for dear life. Betty Butterfly knew what was coming. Now Buddy really was frightened, and Bonnie was beginning to be frightened too. Whatever was coming was bad for spiders, it was bad for ants, and it was bad for butterflies too. Maybe it was also bad for two little bears all alone in the big woods. "Listen, Buddy," whispered Bonnie, "do you hear any birds singing? Do you hear any of our bee friends buzzing? Do you hear anyone?" Buddy held his breath. He listened. He didn't hear the bees, and he didn't hear the birds. All he heard was the wind moaning through the trees. Buddy shivered. Bonnie shivered too. Sammy Spider was gone. Alice Ant was gone. Betty Butterfly was gone. The birds were gone. The bees were gone. The sun was going too. And it was getting dark in the big woods. Buddy and Bonnie were all alone except for the moaning sound of the wind. And it was coming. Buddy and Bonnie shivered again. Maybe it was bad for little bears too. "I think we'd better go home," whispered Buddy. "I'm afraid because I don't know what's coming and we're all alone."
"But we're almost there," Bonnie whispered back. "If we go home without the daisies, we won't have any birthday present for Mama. Let's hurry and get the daisies. Then we can run all the way home."
Buddy growled a little bear growl. But he wanted to get the daisies too. So the two bears held hands and hurried on. They walked as fast as their chubby little legs could go. And the wind kept moaning through the tall trees. But there wasn't another sound in the big woods. At last, they came to a place where the daisies grew.
"Look, Buddy," whispered Bonnie. "There are the daisies. But they're all closed up. I can't see their sunny faces. Are they all dead?"
And a big bear tear rolled down her furry brown cheek. Buddy whispered back. "I don't know, Bonnie. They sure look dead, don't they? Why don't we pick some anyway? At least Mama will know we tried to get something she loves for her birthday, and we've come such a long way." So the two sad little bears began to pick the closed up daisies.
They picked as fast as they could. It was getting darker in the woods, and the wind was moaning louder and louder through the tall trees, and it was coming. Suddenly, crash, bang, boom! The two little cinnamon brown bears jumped. They almost jumped right out of their furry bear skins. They held on to each other, and they held on tightly to the daisies that they had picked. Crash, crack, bang, boom, splatter! Big blobs of wet began to fall on the two frightened bears. Lightning flashed in the sky. Thunder boomed. Rain pelted down, and the wind whistled through the trees. Branches blew around the bears, and the big wet leaves stuck to their fur. It had come. The two shivering, quivering little bears clung to each other. Now they knew what it was. It was a big storm. All their animal friends had known that the storm was coming. They made themselves ready for it, and they thought the bears knew it too. But the two little bears didn't know how to tell a storm was coming, and now it was here. Buddy Bear tried to be brave. So did Bonnie. "Let's hold hands and run for home as fast as we can," Bonnie said. "Feet start moving," said Buddy. And off the two bears went. Crack! Lightning lit up the sky. It made shadows all around the bears. Scary shadows. The bears wanted to close their eyes, but they couldn't. Then they would get lost. Boom! Thunder crashed. And the brave little bears wanted to stop running and cover their ears, but they couldn't. Then they would get even wetter. Splatter! Big blobs of rain were coming down faster and faster. The bears wanted to crawl into a hole and get away from the wet, but they couldn't. Then they might never get home in time for Mama's birthday. So they clenched their daisies and kept running. Buddy and Bonnie didn't pass any buzzing bees. They didn't hear any singing birds. They didn't see any fluttering butterflies. They didn't spy any scurrying ants. They didn't even pass spinning spiders. They didn't, because they were the only ones out in the storm. Just when they thought they couldn't run one more step, they saw a light. It was the light on the porch of their home. Little bears huffed and puffed as they ran up the last few steps of their warm, safe home. A worried mama bear was standing on the porch. "Where were you, you foolish bears?" she scolded. "Didn't you know a storm was coming? A big storm. I'm so glad you're both safely home. You gave me a big bear scare." And she hugged the two wet bears with a great big mama type hug. The two little bears grinned a sheepish, soggy, wet grin. "That was a big scare for all us too," said Bonnie. "We were afraid all alone in the storm. All our friends knew that a storm was coming, and they got ready for it. But we didn't know. We were just trying to pick some daisies for your birthday. Here, Mama." And the two wet bears gave Mama their sad-looking bunches of closed-up daisies. "We're sorry they look awful," said Buddy, "but we had walked so far to get them, we picked them anyway." Mama Bear growled a big, happy growl. Then she hugged her two bears again. "What honey bears you are," she said. "And don't worry about the daisies. They'll open up again. You'll see. But you're soaking wet, honey bears. I should hang you out on the line to dry, but I won't," she smiled. "Now come in and get dry. Then we'll have some birthday cake." Buddy nudged Bonnie. "You have a question to ask Mama," he said. "Remember?" And Bonnie remembered. "Mama Bear," she asked, "how old are you?" "I know how old I am. I know how old Buddy is. And I want to know how old you are today on your birthday." Mama Bear frowned. Then she smiled. "I'm old enough," she said. "Old enough to know when a storm is coming, and someday you'll be too." Just then, the sun began to shine again. The daisies slowly opened their happy faces for the three bears. big storm was over, and so was the big scare for Bonnie and Buddy Bear. The end. Thank you for listening, boys and girls. Catch you next time on Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. Have a good night. Sleep tight. Have a good night. Sleep tight.